Let me speak to Helena Hassan. Helena, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Happy Halloween from Derry.
I'm telling you, Hassan, there's a good Derry name. Jeepers, that is a good name for the Northwest. Hassans of Dungiven and Derry and Limavady and the Halloween capital of the world. You're throwing out an invitation. If you want scared, come to the Maiden City.
We've welcomed everyone and you've no idea. We've got aliens crash landing onto the city as we count down to that Halloween evening. And the battle has begun for dark versus light. The moon has even come to the city seeking solace from the Prince of Darkness. And magically, we've managed to get it into the Guildhall and hide it. That's via the installation by Luke Jerram, the Museum of the Moon, which is absolutely stunning. The moon is suspended in midair in the mid-hole, being kept safe. And meanwhile, we have decided we'll awaken the walls for the next three nights. For Saturday, Sunday and Monday, the people of the city are coming together to light them with fire and beautiful installations, and everyone to dress up in a bid to keep the city full of light and celebration as we count down to the magical release of the moon on Halloween night itself.
Do not let the moon be stolen. You see, you chaps in Derry have this off to a fine art. And I know this began way back in the dark and distant past when the Troubles were at their height in the 1980s or whatever, and people just got involved in having a bit of crack on Halloween night. You've turned it into an art form. It is a tourist attraction. You must be jumping for joy with the success of this.
It's an absolute pleasure to work on it, and I think the really magical thing and that stands out for the city, it's the people of the city and the real spirit at grassroots level in terms of communities and communities coming together to create something really magical and transporting us to another world, and the growth and the reputation that has developed worldwide is just phenomenal. As you said, US Today, 2 years ago, they voted us the top destination in the world for Halloween. And just last week, the New York Times did an article and put us in one of the top six places in the world. The Boston Globe and the UK independent newspaper just this week have featured us as a highlight event for Halloween. So, I mean, there is a massive kind of respect for what's achieved, but it's really the people of the city that have developed it to what it is. We just have lots of fun building on that.
And the parade, it's a heck of an event, isn't it?
It's massive, and we've 600 performers this year and a very special event within the parade where we're going to release the moon back up into the sky, and then we have our, you know, our famous fireworks on the River Foyle. The landscape is just so beautiful for an event like this, Frank, and the city and all of the programming around it is incredible, you know. We've got two fantastic, beautiful music gigs happening at the weekend with David Kitt and our Krypton Sun, and then Ports and Joshua Burnside playing on Saturday and Sunday. So you get to sit under a suspended moon just a couple of metres away from it, bathe in the moonlight and hear beautiful music. We've got Ireland's largest mobile planetarium in our Haunted Harvest Market, where you can go in and go into another world of wonder with that. Beautiful animation, like really, really fantastic. And also Spark are back this year, who have a huge following now. The city just can't wait to see them. And we've a massive event on the weekend. We've been invaded by superheroes at the Foyle Arena, and that's a must for all fans of kind of superheroes and cartoon characters and Star Wars. And that's at Foyle Arena for 2 days. And the firewall, the awakening of the walls, has got over 30 installations that are really unique, and that's international performers and theatrical groups that are putting all of that together. So it's just quite a spectacle.
Absolutely. Helena, if you arrive at Derry, you know, into the city on Halloween night, dressed in your ordinary clothes, do you look like a prat?
You'll feel almost not dressed. The absolute must is to come in costume, and that's one of the best parts of it. Halloween night is just magic, to walk along the streets and see thousands of people dressing up. I mean, there's such a tradition of that in the city. We have people we know, families, they plan their family kind of group theme costumes almost a year in advance, that as soon as Halloween's over, they're on to the next one. So just to walk around and see that, you need to put a mask and a wig on at least and come and soak it all in. It's something very special.
Does anyone ever take advantage of that, the darker side, the people who would be out thieving and robbing? Is there any risk there at all?
Oh, no. No, honest to goodness, the atmosphere in the city this morning is really charged, and the weather's to be lovely now. We're really looking forward, and I hope you can do your bit with the weather later. But the forecasts are quite good for it, and there's just a lovely... And the Haunted Harvest Market is where we kind of centre everything beside the walls, and that's got a lovely feel to it. And we're doing a huge pumpkin festival and jack-o'-lantern festival. And it's just a lovely kind of harvest feel and lovely autumnal evenings. And there's a beautiful sense in the city of people coming out and wrapping up on a winter night and getting a hot chocolate. And no, there's never for us. We've really, really worked very hard to develop this and to a state-of-the-art family-friendly event. And we hold on to that very, very strongly, and no, there's no negativity that we get regarding any of that. We our health and safety and all of our carnival care is first rate.
It is. You know, I know from the experience of having covered it and being aware of it that it just is an amazing, an absolutely amazing success story, and full marks to event coordinators like yourself for making it happen, Helena. And the invitation is open. Get yourself to Derry any time from now on, right through to Halloween. But you'll have probably a difficulty getting an overnight stay. Is there a bed left in it?
I don't know if there's a bed left. I really don't at this stage, but our Derry Visitor Convention Bureau, they'll be able to guide you if you wanted to contact them. Or I would say to anybody looking to find out anything, go on to our website, which is derryhalloween.com. So www.derryhalloween.com, and you'll get everything you need to know if you're coming down to see us or planning an overnight stay.
Lovely
but
job.
I would be sceptical on overnight beds at this point.
I would imagine so. Helena, congratulations again. It is incredible. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
That's Helena Hassan, event coordinator with Derry City and Strabane City Council. Strabane District Council. Successful event. Just amazing. I just watched it over the last 20 years grow. And it, you know, you can put on what you like here in Belfast. There's nothing to match. There is nothing to match Derry's Halloween contribution.